everybody. Welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Hey, it's Kika.
Right here.
Hey, y'all. It's Camille.
And it's Cookie. As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandcombos.com. I realized that was fast.
They all welcome like back, crazy, Cookie.
But here we are. Oh, what did she say? What's your intro? Say it again.
Me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Afros and Combos.
Yeah.
Then what you say? How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Dre couldn't get it together while you were gone. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Well, how's everybody doing?
Great.
I'm good.
Glad you're back.
Yeah, glad you're to back. Have you back.
I you am too. Back. Had a wonderful time in, you know, Jamaica. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
But yeah, had a good time. Glad to be back though. Glad you guys were able to hold it down while I was gone. But it's time for trending combos. All right. Who's gonna kick us off?
I will go first. So first of all, I know we've had a lot of conversations about the NCAA and how they be treating their athletes, especially the young ladies, you know, from giving them little corners to work out to little biscuits for lunch and dinner. But now they're getting that chipped away at the long-standing history of the NCAA is that they don't pay their athletes. And there's been a lot of conversation about college athletes feeling like they should be at the minimum be able to make money for their likeness, from their likeness. The NCAA brings in billions of dollars through the sports that are played, predominantly with the high-profile sports of football and basketball, with the athletes not getting any of that money because they're considered quote-unquote amateur athletes. And so a former West Virginia running back, Sean Alston, and some other players actually sued the NCAA, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruling is now allowing athletes to receive education-related benefits like grad school tuition, study abroad opportunities, computers, tutoring, vocational school, and achievement awards for their academic progress. This is
for their academic progress.
Yeah, so if they like do well in school, excuse me, they can get some kind of like, I guess, academic scholarship or academic spot.
Wait, so the compensation is not at all for the athletic things that they
No. We're not there yet. No. So a lot of people are saying this is a huge win in that it is the first step towards potentially getting athletes, college athletes, lucrative opportunities. What are you confused about?
So based on your academics, you have to earn these academic incentives?
Based on your academics? Yes, this ruling is not based on their athletic abilities.
So you're saying prior to this ruling, for example, when I was in college, I did a study abroad program. Uh-huh. I applied based on my application. I was granted funds to do a study abroad, and I was paid a stipend to do a study abroad. You're saying prior to this, if I had been an NCAA athlete, I couldn't have been granted a study abroad.
You can't get any kind of what they would consider compensation. So that would have been considered compensation.
It's not, I'm taking a class. Like, what is the compensation? And my stipend is to cover my living expenses in a foreign country.
You wouldn't have been able to get
it. It's money.
Yeah.
So you're saying the athletes at the same school I went to could not have applied for that same
It would be considered compensation or making some form of, it would be payment in some way.
I don't even understand how that begins to make sense.
That's correct. The whole issue. Hence why it went to the Supreme Court and was challenged. But I've heard athletes complain. Even one of my close guy friends played football at TSU. And we would have conversations in college about, you know, what they received or didn't receive. And he would tell me about, you know, players that would be just hungry. And I'm like, how are y'all hungry? Y'all are here on scholarship. Like, they don't give y'all money for food. And he was like, no, they can't. So they, you know, we get meals, but those meals don't, they're huge 300 pound linemen is not going to be full off of this dinner that you served me at 9 o'clock because the cap is closed. But I can't get any kind of stipend because that's considered by the NCAA as a rule being broken. So any kind of financial assistance, so to speak, outside of what is in their scholarship package is against the rules and like a law, breaking a rule for the NCAA. And now you're considered a professional athlete because you're receiving some kind of compensation. So this challenge, though seemingly small because it's not tackling the bigger issue of college athletes being able to get a piece of that pie that is the billion-dollar industry of the NCAA, but it is big in that you now have the opportunity to get educational-related scholarships and the like. Now, for me, it's college athlete schedule is extremely rigorous. So now it's, what does it look like? Can a college athlete even do a study abroad program? They can? Mm-hmm. What would that look like? Like during like a break or something? Do they get breaks?
I mean, depending on one, depending on the sport, that depends on what your off season looks like. And like when you play. Because like, for example, softball, baseball, their season goes into the summer, but immediately following the end of their season, it's like summertime before a new semester starts.
Okay.
To my knowledge, they don't have, like, they may start when school starts, but the break immediately following the end of their season, they're not like right back into training and conditioning.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's huge. And I also think it's huge for athletes of color, because I think what the majority of star players that are in the major, the sports that bring the biggest revenue are student athletes of color. Mm-hmm. So I think even that's going to affect in a positive way those athletes who don't end up going pro. They have financial assistance if they do well academically, to be able to fund post like grad school studies or whatever else that they decide to do.
Okay, I don't get it. I mean, but if none of this is okay, we can move on. Never
mind. I'm not sure what the confusion is.
I mean, because it's like, based on your academic merit, you can get academic things. But that has nothing to do with being an athlete.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you're a student athlete, but it has nothing to do with the why. Yeah. It's dumb, but the NCAA is dumb. Like, the entire structure of student athletes and what they do with their likeness and how they profit off of them is trash. So the fact that this is the angle that the Supreme Court basically only touched the education related benefits part shows you just how trash and how many levels there are to it. So hopefully this opens the door to challenge the entirety of it. But right now they can get a little scholarship to go to grad school if they so choose.
I mean, which I kind of understand that part, because that's like, okay, post undergrad benefits that you're receiving, right? Like,
yeah,
this is some form of compensation. I mean, do I think that this is enough? No, but I do kind of understand that. But like, the benefits while I'm in school that I still have to, that are still academically based, like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Camille, y'all got thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I just think I agree with Drea. I didn't know the ins and outs of this decision. I just saw like the headlines that were going on like on the news or whatever, and I hadn't read into it, but it just seems like, and I don't know what the initial lawsuit was, so I don't even know what he sued for, and depending on what he sued for, it may have limited what they were able to, because I mean, if he sued for, I'm not saying that he did, but if he did sue for education related expenses, they can't say you can get everything, right? Yep. They have to, it's pertaining to what the case was. And I don't know what he sued for. So the fact that the ruling was so narrow makes me wonder what he sued for in the first place. But also, I just think that, because I know one of the justices' statements, it was actually Neil Gorsuch, who made a statement in his opinion, and he basically said it, like, this is a direct quote, he said, "Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers at a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate." Yeah. So that is, it is in dicta, and what dicta means is just like, this is not based off of what Kika is explaining that the ruling is that it's like education related expenses. So this is dicta basically saying that it's not directly impacting the ruling, but this is how he feels about it. And that usually can open up the door. Like, it gives an insight, and like, lawyers bite on the shit like that. And it's like, ooh, he's on our side. So then they'll cite that in something to kind of try to get at and penetrate this. We don't compensate them for anything, and they can't profit off of their name and likeness and image. So, I mean, and I also think that there's been movement in Congress to have some type of law that allows them to be able to profit off of their sports endeavors. But I don't, the fact that we're even having to deal with and struggle and say, and just have a Supreme Court ruling say that they can get education related expenses is dumb. Like, this whole situation is dumb, and it's been dumb, but I mean, I don't know. I guess this is like one step, but I think that quote from Neil Gorsuch is, or Justice Gorsuch, is very much hopefully the path that things are going down, because I think this is quite ridiculous that they make billions of dollars and these kids get nothing and starve a lot of them. So
I agree. I didn't realize that they couldn't get things until reading this article, because I was like, oh, okay, educational. Where the money at for all these games and all these billions y'all bringing in? But then I kept reading and did more research, because especially going to U of L, like the basketball dorm, like, it's nice. They got chefs. Like, I went in here and I was like, is this on campus? Like, what? And to hear that you can't, they can't pay for your tutoring? If you not in good academic standing, you can't get your books? But you want me to go out here and play, though?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping that it opens the door for more conversation, because they need to be paid, hands down, point blank, period.
Yeah, and Cookat, I believe the original suit was for education related benefits, like not limiting it.
Yeah, because it looks like the lower court, that like the district court where it started, I'm assuming, like, said that like it was closing the door on non-education related expenses. So quite possibly he did not sue seeking non-education, like maybe it was like, I feel like going in and taking everything and trying to get non-educated related compensation for my thing is maybe a step too far, but this might be a little baby step to get all the way there. And then, you know, that's kind of how like law works. You build precedent to be able to rely upon to be able to get the whole grant thing. So maybe that could be what's going on here. But yeah, I agree with Dre. This seems like, what are we even talking about here? Like, you know, but
I thought that was crazy, but you know, shout out to the machine getting, you know, knocked down a little bit further, especially after they keep treating his athletes like trash. My next story, y'all hear about the black creators on TikTok saying we not giving you none of our beautiful creative ideas anymore? Y'all could just figure it out on your own. I am not a TikToker. I think Andrea is our resident TikToker. Camille, are you on TikTok?
No.
Oh, yeah. Dre is the only TikToker among us, but I have heard a lot about, which is not surprising, that a lot of the creatives, Black creatives specifically on TikTok, have been pretty much getting pennies in comparison to their white counterparts who often steal their ideas and then popularize it. So the fact that they're striking, I was like, yo, I am absolutely here for it. And reading all the tweets of people talking about what it's like on the app now with no creativity and the white content creators just making up the terrible dances and stuff, or it just being silent, has been very entertaining as well. But I thought that was, I'm actually interested to see if it does actually, how long it goes on for, and then the results of it, because I mean, that's a pretty big deal, because a lot of the content has been originated by Black folk. So
yeah, I think it could go on for a while, because a lot of the content has been created by Black people, like the popular content, but mm-hmm. But the top TikTok earners are white, so if I ain't making no money, it ain't nothing to strike on here. Right?
Yeah.
I ain't
missing nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I support it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. This is just disappointing. Like, you can't even get on a damn app and get fair wages. Like, come on. It's crazy. Crazy. Yeah.
But that's all I got.
All right, so listen. Have y'all seen these Olympic trials?
Girl. And
what has been going on with these Black girls skating up in these trials? Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Destroying the competition.
Listen, and I mean, obviously, Black women are going to be all throughout the competition. I only have a few that I wanted to draw attention to. First and foremost, Lil Miss, is her name Sha'Carri or Sha'Carri?
Sha'Carri.
She corrected a couple folks, and I don't want to be corrected, so I had to ask first. Sha'Carri Richardson, honey, that 100 meter. Listen,
kill,
man, kill. with her long ass nail. Look, sis came out showing loud and proud and finished in the first place. Hello. Yes.
Came back from the back and finished.
She came from the back, right, because I had been hearing about her or whatever. I don't really watch track and field like that, but like until the Olympics come up or, you know, trials and all that stuff. So I had heard her name, and when the race first took off, and you know, I'm, you know, it's like a 10-second thing, and it's like, mm-hmm. literally like 3 seconds in, I'm like, girl, she lose it. Like, she was in the back, but honey, she said, listen, mm-hmm. hold my drink, because mm-hmm. sis came out and smoked them. So yeah, I was like, I was really proud of her. Like, she, and she's just like loud, she's very Black, and it's just like, she, what she do, she went up when she ran, or when she won, she went and found her grandmama. Like, mm-hmm. it was one shot of this white man like was reaching out trying to like give her a high five, and she like bypassed him trying to find her grandmama. Like, she ain't got time for nobody. She was looking for her grandmama. That's lack of shit ever. So yeah, that was crazy. I am excited to see their like race, because she's ranked number 2 in terms of their time qualification behind Shelly Ann Fraser Price of Jamaica. And now that girl smoked.
She is fast.
Like, as shit. Like, she now
she is fast.
She's the second. Yeah. The second fastest time for the 100 meter in like the history of the history of the history. Yeah. So she's super fast. So watching them two compete, that's going to be very, very interesting.
And the thing about Sha'Carri that's so impressive is she's 5'1". So mm-hmm. that's why she faced to the back, because her legs, like, she has shorter strides. So even when they kind of did the little pan and introducing, you know, everybody like up here like 5'7", 5'9", they had to pan the camera down a little bit. She 5'1", and then they go back up. And I'm like, the fact that she's 5'1", and is like that fast and killing like that, and she's doing it like, yeah, this is the fullness of me with all the cockiness and all the swag. I'm like, look, I cannot wait for the Olympics. I would be sitting there cheering her on. Like, and it's been unfortunate to see like the backlash she's been getting because of her nails, her hair, her tattoo, her being unapologetically herself. People completely forgetting that you have folks like a FloJo that was literally doing the exact same thing with all the flash and all the fanciness and everything. But it's unfortunate that everybody bypasses the absolute brilliance of her talent to look at the externals of it. Like, if she took the nails off, did her hair how you thought was acceptable, was cover her tattoo, she would still be killing everybody.
She so might don't be even... faster. You're right. The aerodynamics off,
off the hair. You're right. But and shout the fact out to that her.
She said, screw the NCAA. Left college after her freshman year and was like, I'm about to make this coin.
Yep. And she is. She endorsement is about to be through the
lit.
Roof.
Do you hear me, lit?
I'm college I'm here for
college
it.
For what?
I do my own study abroad. I pay for it myself.
Right. On these yakutas. Hello.
Like, I honestly feel like it would be better off to have, like, if you have a kid who is competing at that level, has the potential to be pro, I feel like it would be better off to just, like, send your kid overseas to play abroad.
Yeah.
And then come back and play professionally, then to go to college. For what? Yeah.
That's what a lot of the athletes are doing now. Like, LaMelo Ball, who went number one in the NBA draft, he left high school, went overseas to play. Everybody was talking about he's crazy, that's dumb, he's limiting his stocks. He played, what, 1 year overseas, dominated over there, raised his stock up, went number one, and he just became the rookie of the year in the NBA. And he was getting paid to do that. Another athlete, forego college, went to G League, made half a mil, and is going to be, he's going to be number two draft pick number? Like, these kids.
They ain't getting their education-related expenses paid, honey.
Study abroad for what?
For what? But they're understanding the system, and they're like, oh, you want to play business? We'll play business. You need my talent to make money. I'm taking my talent, I'm making money, and I'm not. And then I'm going to come back and go pro.
Because when you think about these kids that be, like, kids that do, like, professional skateboarding and BMX and all that, they be pro at, like, 12 years old.
12 years old.
College for what? I done already made my millions before I even turned 18. Like, no.
What I need you for?
Yep.
Exactly. So that I'm really, really interested to see in the next, like, 5 to 10 years. Because I don't even think it's going to take long. 5 to 10 years, there's going to be a major shift because these students are realized I don't have to depend on you. I can create my own platform and do whatever the heck I want with it. And if I need to go international and you lose my talent, then okay.
NCAA
changed
some policies then.
Well, along the same lines of track and field, I want to shout out Allison Felix. She finished second in the 400 meter. She's the most decorated Olympic runner in the U.S. And she is making her fifth Olympic run. Five. That happens every 4 years. That is 20 years of Olympicity. Do you hear me?
Plus, they skipped a year last year.
Plus, they skipped a year. 21 years.
And sis did this after having her baby when they already tried to discount
it. That's what I'm talking about. Man. After having a traumatic experience with your baby.
Oof. Shout out to
her. And sis is 35 years old. Like, I was with her race finished and we was watching it at home, I was like, man, like, she's so old. Not like in a bad way. Like, she's within so
context.
Yes, yeah. She's so old to be a track and field runner, and it's killing.
Yep.
Like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? I'm younger than her, and I can't listen. I'll be struggling to. I don't even know how they get down there and then get back up that quick. Like, would they be on the. When they be getting in them things to be ready to run, I don't even know how they do that quick. My knees ain't good, but yeah, sis. I, wow. And then she had her little daughter out there, and was like, it was just a beautiful moment to see her finish. Like, I was very, very pleased to see her finish. So
yeah, there was some video that showed her and the other qualifier who brought her son out. And they're walking, they walk towards each other and their kids hug. And I was like, look, I am here for mamas killing the game with their kids there. Like the coach during the NCAA, the basketball, who was breastfeeding at halftime. I'm like, I'm here for it. Like, break these stigmas and these stereotypes and be a boss. Like, Allyson Felix lost her endorsement when she had her kid because they didn't think she was going to be able to recover. Like, just because she had a child, got pregnant, and had a kid. And for her to turn around and do what she, look, man, I'm going to have me an Olympic watch party. I'm so hyped for the Olympics, man. Shout out to her. That's amazing.
Yeah, this the summer Olympics. This when we shine.
I know, right?
The winter Olympics,
we be at the house. Oh,
is it a black? No, black.
The winter one, we be at the house.
We be hibernated. Our melanin can't handle all that cold.
And then wanted to give a shout out to little Miss Simone Manuel. Listen, she's headed to the Olympics for, I think she's doing, was it the 50 meter freestyle that she qualified for? Because I think that was it.
Was it the 50 or the 100? She did both.
She did both. I think she missed one, though.
I don't know which one.
But yeah, she swam in both. I think she missed one, and then she qualified for the other one. But yeah, so she's going for the 50. I think it's the 50 meter. One of them. She going to the Olympics in the pool.
in the pool.
So shout out to her for that. And after coming off of she struggled with mental health, and she mentioned it and talks about it a lot. Talks about her overtraining before, and then like not even wanting to swim, and then getting back out here and like qualifying and hitting it. So shout out to her. And then, you know, Simone Biles finna go, and she finna do her little trials, and those start later this week. So I'm excited to see that. She has arrived, honey. She showed on her little Instagram. She posted in front of the little St. Louis Arts. Talk about some, hey, St. Louis. Because she about to come in here, and she about to dominate, honey. Y'all might as well just go ahead, go home. Because, you know, I mean, you know, sis finna come in and show up and show out. So I'm excited for that. That should be exciting to see her perform and do something that we ain't never seen but happen before. So, yeah. So those were the ones that I had that I wanted to shout out. Did y'all have any other ones or any comments on the ones that I've mentioned?
I love them all, and I'm cheering for all of them. I'm rooting for everybody black.
I hope they don't get the Rona, though, because I was watching something about the Olympics and how different the athletes are going to be tested every single day. If you have a positive, then they take you off-site, test you again. If you test positive again, you forfeit the ability to compete in any of the competitions, and you got to be quarantined until you ain't got the Rona no more.
Wow. Yeah, that really sucks.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I hope they stay Rona free as well. I hope they vaccinated and, Because that would suck.
Yeah,
that would suck so much.
You already waited a year, trained for a whole extra year, and then you get there and then... Because I think you can arrive up to 5 days before your event, but you have to leave within 2 days of completing your event. But 5 days is a long time.
That's a very long time. Well, yeah, that's all I got, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with a story that I saw that CNN posted that apparently, what was the name of this school? Shoreline Junior High School in Utah, their cheerleading team has a manager who she's also a student and she has Down syndrome. And so she's like, you know what like team managers be like. She's like the manager of the team. So she goes to all of the games. She travels with them. Like she does the whole thing. So they take photos or whatever, team photos. She's in them. The yearbook comes out and she takes the yearbooks to her parents and is like, I'm not in here. Like they chose the team photo that she was not in to put in the yearbook. Yeah.
I really didn't expect the story to go that direction.
Yeah. Like she walked to her dad and showed him and said, I'm not in here, but these are my friends and I love them.
Oh my gosh, that's what? So sad, dude.
It is. And it's just like, if this is like a cherished member of your team, like she traveling with the team. I could see if like she do a little something here and there. You know what I mean? Like you just toss her a chore or two to make her feel good. But no, like she's like legitimately a part of the team. She was here for the photos. She's in the photos and you deliberately chose a photo that she was not in. Like that's trash. So beyond trash. So the school district has since like issued an apology. But it's like, you can apologize all you want, but you're not going to remake the yearbook. Mm-mm. You're not going to take away that experience that she had of opening the book and turning to the page and seeing that she wasn't in there. I'm just like,
What does it hurt to just let the girl be in the picture? Like, what?
But I would also like to say that I was on yearbook staff in high school for like multiple years. And I don't recall the teams actually choosing what photos go in the yearbook.
Yeah, I don't.
It's the yearbook staff who chooses which photos go in the yearbook. So it's not necessarily on the cheerleaders who she like is with every day, who's on the team. It's probably, if it's set up the way my school was, it's probably on whoever's on yearbook staff that they chose a different photo. That's but also so you have a faculty advisor who's over yearbook who should say, no, we're not going to choose a photo that eliminates this student. Like,
yep. And even those students who were on yearbook staff, if you're on yearbook staff, I'm assuming that you know what goes on at the school. So you are familiar with the manager of the cheerleading team to know that you should include her in a photo. That's still, it excuses the cheerleading team. Like, I mean, because I don't, unless they were members of the yearbook staff, which is quite possible. But no, there's no way that the yearbook staff did not know that she was a manager and that this is a photo that you should choose as the one that she's in. But yeah, that's very sad. Very sad.
Yeah. Okay, so in... Well, honestly, I don't know if it's brighter news or if it's not. So, the world's third largest gem quality diamond was discovered this past week in Botswana.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And so, when I saw the photo and I saw that the person in the photo holding up the diamond for the little press conference is the president, I was like, oh, that's interesting. What exactly does he have to do with this? Well, the mining company is like co-owned by the Botswana government with the big De Beers. Mm-hmm. Is that it's like co-owned, like the two of them. Mm-hmm. And so there was a quote basically where he said that this proceeds from the diamond will be used to advance national development in this country. And I was like, I don't know if it's bad that I think this way, but my first thought is, I think that means you're about to steal all the money. I think that's what that means. That it's going to be what, some government thing, funds from this diamond are going to the government who you're the head of, and you co-own this mine where these people are probably slaving away. Like, no, like, so what, you're about to get a new Rolls, and what exactly is probably going to happen for your country?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, when I heard about it, I actually intentionally didn't read the story because I had a bad feeling. I was like, I didn't know even know the details of who was owning it and discovered it. I was just like, that diamond is, my initial thought was that diamond is not going to benefit the people, period. Like, that money is not going to do any good in a positive manner for the people of Botswana. It's not. So now knowing that who owned the ownership structure and all that further confirms that, yeah, they're going to do some development in his bank account, the bank account of his, you know, partners and all that. But it is just really, it hurts me to know how rich in resources Africa is. Like, when I saw the picture of that man holding that diamond, it pained me. Because I thought to myself, God, you literally placed diamonds and all these other resources, gold and oil in Africa, and they get robbed. And to know that they're being robbed by their own people, in leadership who's failing them, like him holding that diamond, I was like, dude, there are so many people that have lost their lives that are suffering for you to discover that diamond that aren't going to benefit from it. And that really, really is heart-wrenching. But yeah,
so I'm interested to see if there will be any follow-up stories, any follow-up anything on how the funds were distributed to help benefit. if this will be like a little one-time story and we'll never hear about this again.
You're never going to hear about this again.
Yeah, I should follow. I wonder if he got an IG. I should follow him.
Yeah. That's funny. Cookie, why your mouth wide open? What you just, like, you just discovered some major.
Girl, I just Googled a damn diamond.
1,098
carats. It's huge.
Gem quality.
Huge. That diamond is not going to benefit now one of them people in Botswana outside of leadership. Now one of them. And that's the,
because even in the photo, it's like him and the first lady. I mean.
Y'all done cleaned it up. And put together. Your wife ain't been on now. One of them to get spots.
What's she in the photos for?
You ain't got the people who dug this up in the picture. You ain't even take it at the site. It's so infuriating.
And then he holding it, and then he holding his hand. That's how heavy the thing is. He holding it like this. Bitch is so big. That's so sad. I'm sorry. That I shouldn't laugh. That's sad because you know it's
you concur.
100%. 100%.
Wow. Yeah. But just blame it on colonization.
Basically. Well, you know, that's what it all boils down to, colonization and racism. But that's all we got for you guys. We will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.